All right, a little bit of good breaking news. Consumer prices were up 3.5% in June from a year earlier, according to the Labor Department today. That's cooler than it was last month at 4.2%. So, saw a decline in the inflationary number, which is good
news.
Good.
That's a good thing.
Last month, though, we did get a break in gasoline prices. Mm-hmm. So, that probably helped.
Yes.
But
we ain't getting a break right now.
As long as that number is going down, up.
Yeah.
That would be.
That's happy.
That would
be
good.
Happy.
There have been a number of different debates for all of us to take in. And the idea of these debates, at least in theory, is that we are bringing a meeting of the minds together and hashing out ideas. And right now it's party against party.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not to November yet.
No.
We're just fighting for the spot.
No, it's not the other side. It's just one side against each other.
So they really haven't been yet fighting for everybody's votes yet. They're just fighting for enough votes to get in
through the primary.
And so it feels like we've had more of a contrast in styles as opposed to a contrast in ideas on how they would govern or legislate, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
ML Elric has been keeping an eye on this for the Detroit Free Press and joins us this morning. ML, it's good to have you back. You've watched all of these debates. What has been your takeaway thus far?
Yeah, Chris, you're absolutely right. These are family feuds right now, and you're not going to find Democrats disagreeing on whether President Trump is taking us in the right direction. And you're not going to find Republicans saying, oh, yeah, I want to keep the state income tax. They're arguing over some basic stuff like who can win. And they're talking about their records, their track record of accomplishment. They're talking about who's most likely to be victorious against the other party if they win the nomination. And then some of it is style. And if you think it's hot out there, you should get in a room with these candidates because they're coming down to the wire. They're fighting for political survival, and they're not taking any hostages.
I mean, you know, in a primary election, ML, you know, candidates often, you know, they have to appeal to their party's base before reaching out for that broader electorate. How much did these debates, you think, reveal about where each party's voters are right now?
Well, the Democratic primary is absolutely going to be one of those things, Lloyd, where we see where the party's at. Because what you have right now is you have a very liberal candidate in Abdul El-Sayed, who's been endorsed by Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, going against Haley Stevens, who's a very establishment Democrat, who's been endorsed by Chuck Schumer, Gary Peters, Debbie Stabenow, all the old line Democrats. And I know this is, I hate the term inflection point, and I don't want to say this is a battle for the soul of the Democratic Party, but what we're going to see here is whether we're going to have a generational change in the Democrats, because young progressives are very upset about what's been going on in Gaza and the conduct of Israel. And older establishment Democrats like Haley Stevens, who frankly isn't very old herself, but the crowd she runs with is, they want to take a more moderate position where they're like, well, you know, we're not really happy with Netanyahu, but we still have to be strong for Israel. And this is a schism that tore the Democratic Party apart in 2024 and cost Kamala Harris the election. So this is huge for the Democrats. The Republicans, it's more a matter of style. And frankly, if you're a Republican, if you got Trump, you're sitting pretty. If you don't, it's going to take a miracle.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of folks, especially if they aren't dialed in, right? We're dialed in.
Yeah.
And that's our job, and that's what we like to do. But for people that aren't necessarily hip on everything that these candidates are talking about, it's like, I would like less sizzle, more steak. Give me more of how you would do things or what you think should be done, as opposed to, well, I don't think Abdul can win. Or I think, you know, I've got the endorsement of Donald Trump, and I think that's what makes the difference. Like, to me, that's all fine and dandy, but, like, how do you see things running?
So this is one of the problems with the debates.
And you did have a Freudian slip you when you said the primary survivor. I actually think that might be an effective way on picking some of these candidates if we have to put out flames with a little bowl.
Well, you know, we did see some of them competing on an island, Mackinac Island.
That's true.
It looked to me that they all had to leave the tribe.
It's a little more glamorous there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and a little cooler.
Yes.
So Fox 2 and Wood TV did a great job on the debates. Roop Raj and Rick Albin, they really know the issues. They really know the candidates. But I think if you want to have these debates be as good as they can possibly be, you have a panel of watchdog reporters, Capitol reporters, who when these folks say something like, well, I'm the only one to do this, or I voted for this, somebody can say, no, 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 you've been saying that all along. That's not true. That's not what we saw. Where we can fact check them in real time, because, you know, sadly, people watch the debates and then they move on. They've had all they can take. They don't get that follow-up that you see from the Detroit News, from the Detroit Free Press, from MLive, from Bridge, Michigan, where we go back, we dig in, and we say, they said this, but it's not quite true. And you're seeing a lot of the claims made by the candidates start to get picked apart by reporters who are seeing what their main issues are and have the time now to kind of drill down to the bottom and see if what they're saying stands up to close scrutiny. And oftentimes it doesn't, or it's exaggerated.
Mm. It's going to crescendo here.
Oh, it's definitely going to do that.
In the next couple of weeks, and we'll see who rises to the top. ML Elric, always good catching up. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You know, you're going to get a lot coming in the mailbox from these candidates. Put it aside. Listen to Chris. Listen to Lloyd. Read the Free Press. Read the news. Get the real truth.
That's exactly right. Appreciate you, ML.
That's it in a nutshell.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk again soon. Yeah, there's no doubt. And again, I think that when the best thing for you as a voter is to just be informed.
That's it.
So and unfortunately, with the way that these debates are set up, like sometimes you got to do the heavy lifting yourself, right?
More so now than ever.
You got to get to their websites and you got to look at what they're
more so now laying out,
or just listen to us and read ML.
There you go.
It's very simple. That's going to do it for us. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. Ulta coming up next right here on WGR. We'll see you tomorrow.